My name is Salman Sheikh. I'm a friend of Ahmed Jabala. And since I came here to Canada, I've been listening to this, what's going on with his dad. He's been in prison for, like, with no charge held on him. And it's really unfortunate to hear that in such a country, like a first world country like Canada, such things are happening, like terrible things. And it's just like, I mean, these guys are acting like the time in like a dictatorship or something like that. That you got no rights and you cannot fight for them. It's just that what they say, you gotta follow it. Like that's it. You can't act, like raise questions about it and everything. And this makes no sense. This is not the definition of democracy. You gotta fight for your rights, and that's what we're doing here. And they're not letting us do that.
So, how long ago did you come to Canada?
Two years.
And had you heard about anything? Is this something that you had heard about at all before you came over here? Is this something that you at least had an idea that might have been coming at all? Or is this a complete total shock
when
you got here?
No, it's like a complete total shock. I came here after September 11th, and in my home country, I used to on the TV and on like CNN and everything that what's happening after September 11th to Muslims, especially Arabs, like how the American authorities are targeting especially Arab Muslims and everybody like that. So, but like when I actually came here and I saw it for myself, it was like a complete nightmare. I couldn't believe it. That I was okay. Like, so, like September 11th was like a drastic event for the U.S. Like, okay, but how is that related to Canada? I know it's a matter of national security, but still, these guys. And when you got no charge against them, there's no point holding them.
I guess something else I'd wonder is, what do you expect is going to happen in the next few months? Do you expect that these men will be released, or do you think that things aren't going to get better for some time? What do you think is going to happen?
Like, I have no idea about that, because these guys are really unpredictable. I mean,
see, they've released him before, but they've arrested him again without any evidence or anything like that. See, I've been with Ahmed since the beginning. Since he's been here, I've been with him all along. I know his pain. I can see. The only reason we're here is to study, to have a good education. How can these kids have a good education? They're depressed every day of their lives. They have to go to court every week. Days pass by, they're not in school. How can you study like that? It's impossible.
I hope these guys get their brains back and realize what they're doing and start doing things right from now.
And you are?
I'm the son of Ahmed.
And how long has your dad been in detention?
It's been this August, it's going to be 2 years.
Now, he's been in detention. He was in detention once before, right?
Yeah, in 1999. On the exact same allegations, and which their own laws say that you cannot arrest this prisoner again under the same exact allegations, but yet they do that. And it shows how the Canadian law goes, and that they could change the law whenever they want to and do whatever they want. There is no basic law here that judges everyone and runs the country equally and in justice.
Have you had any opportunity to speak to your father since he was detained?
Well, he does call us once in a while, but we haven't seen him so far right now in person for a matter of 4 months. Now, they have him in solitary confinement. They won't allow visits and stuff like that.
What kind of contact have you had with the government and law enforcement since he was detained? Has anyone from the federal government come to talk to your family about why this is going on?
There is no explanation at all. No one has explained anything. The whole case is blind, and like, no, we don't even know what's going on. Like, even although the decision has come out, we don't. The judge doesn't come up with a conclusion. We don't know where we're gonna go from now. Like, what's the next step? What are we supposed to do? It's all blinded. We're like blindfolded.
If you had a chance to speak to the judge to issue the security certificate, the people who carry this out, what would you say to them if you had one chance?
Well, I would say, if you want your country to be a peaceful country and want people to live here in peace and like you and like this country, then I think you should start doing things right and realize what you are doing wrong and fix it. Because this is not justice. Canada is supposed to be a peaceful country, it's supposed to treat everyone equally, but that's not the case here. So it's about time you realize that and you start doing things right.
Is there anything else any of you would like to say to get on there?
Just free those men, that's it. That's all our demands are. And it's not a big thing. It's not a big thing.
There has been no evidence of them being what as so-called they call terrorists. The only reason they call terrorists is because suppose we were forced. I mean, Muslims are peaceful people. We are peaceful. We are not terrorists.
A grade 2 kid can understand the fact that if you tell him that we are holding this guy when we have no evidence against him and nothing that against him proves wrong, like, he can understand, yeah, then why are you doing this? Release him. And these big guys, I don't know what they're thinking. I have no idea. Nobody does what they're thinking. And they're holding them for no reason.
It's wrong. It's just wrong.